Chapter 11, verse 1. Start over again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaks. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, and in a strange country dwelt in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city whose had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who was had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have returned, or might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, in a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Excuse me. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry ground, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Japheth and David and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of the weakness were made strong, and waxed valiant in might, turned to the flight, in fight, turned to the flight, the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings, scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Well, this is a powerful chapter. I love it. Let's go back to the first part and see what we can dig out of this thing. Let's mine it this morning. The first verse says, now faith is a substance, or literally the essence, the essence or confidence, okay? And the next word, things hoped for, shouldn't even be there. It's the evidence or the confidence, the proof of things, the word of things, it should say of an accomplished fact, proof of an accomplished fact. What God has done in the seventh day, what did he say when he finished? He rested. And everything's good. He's not doing anymore. See, everybody thinks they're waiting on God to come down out of the sky and do all these miraculous things for us. That's a fairy tale. God has already did all he's going to do, and he's resident in you, isn't he? So what God is going to do for you? Which God's going to be working for you? The one in you. Not somebody up in the sky. God dwells where? In these people. So if we're God's people, God dwells in us, and the God in me is going to be directing me what to do. He's going to be directing you what to do. That's why in the New Testament, he never tells us how we get together and have a worship service. Worship is not waving your hands and singing and all this stuff, jumping up and down. That's not worship. True worship is imitation. And this book tells us in the New Covenant, to be ye imitators of Christ. He didn't do all that stuff, did he? Well, if he's the pattern son, what are we doing following the church world out of the law? Galatians 4 clearly states that if you live under the law, you're cursed. Who wants to live under the curse? Sorry, I don't want it. I don't care what people think about me. I know what God thinks about me. I know what he thinks about you too. And you should know what he thinks about you. And if you know what God thinks about you, other people's thoughts really don't have a lot of bearing on it, do they? See? You're independent. And you scare people when you don't conform to their image of what you should be. That's okay. Be who you be. I've said it for years. Just be who you be. You don't have to apologize for it. If they don't like it, they can turn around and leave, can't they? That's all I can say for them. Okay, but this thing says that faith is the evidence, essence, or the confidence, the proof of an accomplished fact, not seen. It's an accomplished fact, but just because I haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not been done, does it? When was Jesus crucified? Before the foundation of the world. Even though I didn't see him crucified on the hill at Golgotha, does that mean it didn't happen? See? It's still a fact. I mean, even historically they can prove that that happened. You know. So what is everybody worried about? See? And in verse 2 it says, because by it, faith, the elders obtained a good report. Well, the words obtained a good report literally said they testified of it. That means their life was showing they were living under the law that they had. You can't hold them guilty of anything being wrong with what they did, because at their time they only had the first covenant. They didn't have the new covenant. So we can't say they did anything wrong, can we?
We are in our journey. come under our first covenant.
The first covenant we come under and lived under the law, even though it was already fulfilled, but we didn't know any different until we come to the place we understand this is not right. This is not what God's trying to say. He's trying to live now in us, not some historical thing or some futuristic thing. It's right now. And if you hadn't noticed it yet, the word faith is used an extreme amount of times in this book, in this chapter. What, that's what everybody calls it, the faith chapter. But it's talking a lot about faith and what faith accomplishes, and that's what I hope we can see today.
It's not your faith.
It's not your faith. It's by the faith of Christ. It's His faith. And in Joel it said we're saved by His faith. Yeah. Okay, verse 3. Through faith we understand. Who understands?
We.
Who's we?
I.
The writer plus us, the reader. Okay, the writer and the reader understand that not the world, but the ages were not framed, but they were completed. The word there literally means completed. The ages were completed by the word of God. And when God said He rested, He completed it, didn't He?
It's all good.
So that things... So that things, and I can't see my thing out there. Yes, I can. So that things, or from out of things, it should say, the word things should be, so that from out of things which are seen were not made from out of things which do appear or are visible. He said, the things you see were not made from things that you see. They were made from something invisible. They were made by God from out of the realm of the Spirit. Everything we see was patterned after what's on the other side. But we still only see it with the natural eye. And we don't see it clearly, do we? We'll see it clearly when we arrive on the other side. Some get to see little glimpses here, whatever. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained or testified that he was righteous. God testifying of his gift or his sacrifice, and through it being dead yet still speaks. So he's saying that, you remember it said that the blood, his blood cried out when Cain killed him, when he was trying to conceal the fact that if you live a righteous life and if you do the things that God directs you to do in your life, will they ever cease? Even if someone takes your life in the natural, it cannot take what you've done in the spirit realm. Nobody can take that away. No one can change it. Abel still spoke after Cain had killed him. He cried out from the realm of the spirit. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him, because prior to his translation or his transferal, he had this testimony that he pleased God, or he entirely gratified God. That means God was 100% pleased with him. Remember what he said to him, to Jesus? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. You couldn't get a better referral than that, could you? Verse 6. But without faith it is what? It is impossible or unable to entirely gratify God, because he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, what do you think that word diligently seek means?
Constantly.
Well, it literally means in the Greek language, it means to crave, yeah, to demand, to require, to search for something, or to search out something. You're going to hunt for it.
Yeah. I keep feeling something that's missing, I'm going to keep looking for it.
Absolutely. That's what we're going to do. Now, I want to read something else to you about faith. Beg pardon?
I was just.
That's all right.
I was looking at it in the strong.
That's all right. That's okay. In Romans 10:17. Turn there just for a second. Romans 10 verse 17 says this: So then faith comes from out of hearing, and hearing through the word of God, the utterance of the word of God or Christ. And the word God there should literally be Christ, by the word of Christ, okay, the Spirit. So if faith comes by hearing, then why would you think it says in the Revelation many times, blessed is he that has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying?
Yeah.
If we can't hear from God, how could we know we even have faith? How can you know anything what faith is about? How could I believe, how could I look afar off and see the future of what God is, like all his prophets, they said they looked afar off and saw these things. That way, without receiving the promise, they still knew God was faithful and he would perform what he said. And that's where we have to walk the same way. If all of them, including Abraham, the father of us all, if he was counted righteous because he believed God through faith, and faith is a gift, right? Okay. If God gives us that ability to hear so we can have that faith, then how are we going to get there? If all the rest of them did it, how do we get there?
Relationship.
Same way.
Through all the ones that was in this chapter, they all had a relationship.
Yeah, but they all did it the same way. They believed what God told them. See? And if we don't believe what God tells us, and it's not believing everything that Dave says, you've got to go find out yourself. You've got to take, I'm do everything in my power to give you everything I can possibly give you the truth. And you've got to verify this yourself. You've got to go dig and look for it. Don't be afraid to question me where I come up with something, because I'll show you where I got it. And if I can't, don't believe it anyway. Yeah. I'm not going to pull something out of a rabbit out of a hat trick thing and just tell you some. I know I've known people in the past that do that. You know, they just grab something here and there and make something out of it. You know,
Frankenstein.
Yeah, Frankenstein verse. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Okay. So we know that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek or crave, demand, require, search for, or search out him. See? That's the whole thing. Like Paul said, that I know him and the power of his resurrection. That's all that matters, that I know him. Okay, verse 7. By faith Noah, and Noah speaks of rest, being warned of God. And the word warned there is a very terrible translation. It should be instructed. And Noah being instructed, and the words of God shouldn't even be there, they're added in, being instructed of things not seen as yet, moved with what?
Reverence.
The word fear should be awe or reverence. Prepared an ark to the saving or the deliverance of his house, by which he condemned. And the word condemned is not a very good word, okay? It should say, by his example, rendered the world's wickedness more evident and censurable. So by what he did, by following God's command in building an ark someplace where it hadn't rained for 200 years in the middle of a desert, don't you think he caught a little flack? Don't you think if we're walking after his pattern, we're going to catch some flack? None of my business.
That's right.
He had to be able to say, what people think about me is none of my business. God told me to do this. Don't you know they thought he was crazy? Rain? What's rain? Hadn't seen it in 200 years. What's rain?
He brings it every time he comes.
But people just don't realize that this is a walk that takes you way out on a path by yourself.
Yeah.
See? You're not going to be walking in the crowds. You're going to be walking in a lonely place. That's what the desert experience is all about. And it might be with thousands of people around you, but you're still going to be that fifth wheel. You're going to be out ostracized. That's just the way life is. You're never going to learn who you are until you learn to walk by yourself. Did Jesus walk with anybody else through his life? He walked alone. He walked to that hill by himself, didn't he? He made the choice, I'm going to do what my Father asked me to do. And he said, if possible, to remove this cup, but nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. And that's what it's got to be, a thought process in our mind. It's not what I want. What does he want me to do? That's got to be the overriding thought in everything I do. It's got to be, what does he want me to do? If God hasn't given me no direction today, you know what I got to do? Whatever I want to. I can go ahead and do what I want to. But if he wants me to do something, what have I got to do? Just, I'm right here, whatever you want. Here I am, send me, you know. That's what you have to be. Don't get religious about, I have to do this, I have to do that. No, if you're the servant and he's the master, don't try to conceive something in your mind, because we all don't need, what's his name? Hagar's son.
Oh, Ishmael.
We all don't need an Ishmael. We don't need no more Ishmaels.
No.
See, we don't need to go out and create something because we don't want to wait on God.
Produce.
Just wait on him.
Don't need to produce
any more of those Ishmaels. See, and we've all had some in the past, but let's let those things go out in the desert and stay there, drop off in the desert, leave them out there in this experience, and grow up and learn to take care of ourselves and do what God told us to do. And don't worry about, just like I think Peter and John, Peter had something to say about John. What about him? You know, and I think John said, "What's it to you? You know, it's not your business what he's got to do. You got your job. She's got her job. You got your job. You all got jobs. Do your job. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing, because God might be having them do something absolutely contrary to what you think is right. But that doesn't mean God's not telling them to do it. Is his ways far above our ways, and his mind higher than our minds? See, we all think sometimes we get too, especially religious people, they think they got it all figured out. I'm here to tell you, I ain't got it all figured out. I'm in the process of figuring it out. I think I know something, but you know what? I still don't know it all. And I've learned enough to know that just because I think it don't mean that's the same thing for everybody. You got to work it out for yourself. Okay, where to lay off there? 9? I don't know. No, I didn't get 8, did I? The last part, 8, I want to say that again, that part about condemn the world. It's by his example he rendered the world's wickedness more evident. See, he didn't